sure. Item one is a rezoning for the east side of Burnell Street, north of St. Paul Avenue, under file DASZ 37-2011. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following items will also be heard at the same time. Item two, a conditional use at the east side of Burnell Street, north of St. Paul Avenue, under file DCU 168-265-2011D. And item three, a variance at east side of Burnell Street, north of St. Paul Avenue, under file DAB 168-268-2011D.
Okay. So we'll start with the applicant, Jay Graham and E. Young. Whoever wants to come forward.
Young. My initials are JGE, and with me is my colleague Brownell.
Oh, sorry.
It's B-R-O-W-N-E-L-L, initials K-S. We represent the applicants in this matter who are unable to appear this evening, Mr. Forsell and Mr. Campbell. We're with the law firm of Restall and Restall, and Madam Chairman, you should have the business cards for information. I understand that the development application has been received by this board in total. I haven't been advised that there's any documents or any procedural defects in the application at this time. As was a gavel to order, this is an application to create one lot from two existing lots and to rezone from R2 residential to a C2 commercial community district to allow for the establishment of a non-accessory parking lot. And I would begin by indicating that the current zoning status would allow for a residential building. And so the photographs for the record that I have distributed are a mock-up, if you will, with some design features of the type of structure that could currently be erected on this property. And this is not what the applicants want to use the property for. This is what it's currently zoned for, but it's certainly not what the applicants want to use the property for. The applicants, as you're well aware, wish to have the two lots merged into one and to have the property rezoned so that it can be continued to be used as parking space as it has for many decades. I have a further package of information which provides for the current status of title, as well as a letter of authorization, the current building location certificate, the title plot, plans of development, and a letter of intent to comply with the application procedure. And as you're perhaps aware, this board is perhaps aware, that my clients, Mr. Corsill and Mr. Campbell, have entered into a conditional sales agreement with the current owner of the property. It's, of course, conditional upon the findings of this committee. Now, by way of background, I understand that this parking lot, which is now two titles, was originally one title and was an accessory use parking lot for the adjacent apartment building. Mm-hmm. And upon the apartment building being condominiumized, the parking lot was divided into two titles, And it was, the lot was to be provided to the condo unit owners by way of a monthly rental. The condominium developer has more recently separated the titles, and as I said, has conditionally sold the property to my clients. But as a result of the title being separated from the condominiums, it is no longer acceptable to the city as an accessory use and must be rezoned to a C2 commercial zoning with a conditional use as a parking lot in order for it to be used as it has been for many decades. The variance portion of the application is with respect to a variance to allow for a lane smaller than the City of Winnipeg's requirements and for lots 5 and 6 to be merged into one title. And so when one looks at the information, and particularly, there was a requirement for a revised site plan showing the landscape setback, a proposed landscaping approach, as well as an ornamental black wrought iron style fence of 3.5 feet high between the landscaping and the parking area. And what we've provided for your consideration this evening is, and I apologize, the black and white picture, and it's not, obviously hasn't been erected, but this is the style of the black wrought iron fence that's being proposed. And when one looks at the landscape plan, there's a plan in place for trees and shrubs to be planted just adjacent to the proposed metal fence on the west side onto Burnell Street. And we understand that, and I provided to you this evening as well, a quotation from Wallace and Wallace, who would be the supplier of the fencing material, and a schematic detailed document that indicates the specifications, if you will, of the welded steel panel fence that is what my clients have proposed to put in place. And so I am aware that there are individual citizens tonight who have comments to be made with respect to the proposal as a whole, as well as conditions. And so perhaps, with your permission, what I might do is entertain any questions that this committee has at this point and allow others to voice their oppositions, and perhaps I can respond adequately at that time to allay those concerns, if any.
Yeah, and you do have an opportunity to come back and respond to anything that was raised by the delegations.
I'm totally in your hands as far as the procedure, but I think that the information package you have is complete.
Okay, sure. Are there any questions?
Yeah.
Councillor Smith?
I'm wondering about the whole thing. Your client has purchased the lot?
It's a conditional purchase, yes.
Yeah.
And essentially, they've purchased the property. The way that the transaction was structured is that it allows my clients, the purchasers, to back out in the event that they cannot use it for a parking lot. However, it's simply an option to back out. They could still buy the land, and in fact, I'm advised that if a variance is not, or a rezoning is not allowed, that they will purchase the land and simply use it as its current zone for residential housing. Is that responsive to your question, Councilor?
Okay. Well, thank you. You can stand down, and we'll call you back up after
we
do the other speakers. So we have quite a number of people. I noticed many with conditions, but in support. So when I call your name, you can just indicate if you wish to speak, or just be recorded in support. And if people can try to bring up forward new information in the interest of everybody's time, or make your points briefly, unless you need more time than that. So Christian Cassidy, did you want to speak? Yeah, come on forward.
Counselors, my name is Christian Cassidy. I live at 4849 St. Paul Avenue. And I've done, read through the proposals. I understand the whole issue about the rezoning. I do support the rezoning so that the land can continue to be used as a parking lot. I support it with the conditions that the city planning department has recommended, that it has some restrictions that remain the parking lot. If in the future somebody wants to do a commercial development on this, I as a resident would like the process taken over, the yellow notices and everything like that. I don't want to be a park launch C2 residential or C2 commercial chain, but I do understand that there is that
So you're saying that the way it's set up here with the administration's recommendations, you support that with the
yes,
conditions in the report?
Yes,
okay. Thank you. Sean Neufeld?
Good evening. I'm Sean Neufeld. I live at number 821 St. Paul Avenue. I'm one of the owners, one of the condo owners, as well as my personal concern is that if things don't work out, for it being a parking lot, that if it is going to be turned into residential anything, it's going to be turned into anything but a parking lot, that we don't want that to be a condition of an increased parking rate, because we're already being overcharged for services that we're not even rendering. We can't put our cars in. Nobody's plowing the parking lot, and our prices for parking are going up monthly, yearly, annually, whatever it is going up. But services aren't going up. They're being reduced. There's bills that are being neglected by the current owner, and my biggest concern is if someone wants to basically recoup that profit, that they're not going to overcharge us, no one's going to want to park there, and this is going to be dubbed unsuccessful, and then people want to be another product or another building. You know, that isn't our fault that someone is neglectful or irresponsible with their duty as a landowner in Winnipeg, Manitoba. So that's all I have to say. Does that make sense?
Right.
Yeah. I'm not. Are you support? You're listed in
well,
support of the rezoning. So you like our decision is based on do we support the rezoning today?
Well, it
doesn't have a lot.
With condition. The condition that
yeah.
can be parking lot for the owner.
Yeah,
so
that's on there.
Problem.
And that's the conditions that are included
yeah.
in the report from the planner.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
so you're confirming you support that with,
yes, absolutely.
With the conditions.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. I just wanted to be clear. Harvey?
Yes,
do you use it? Use that as a parking lot now?
Currently, I don't. It's cheaper to park on the street. Last year and the year before, I personally, if you were to look at the pictures that this gentleman offered you this evening, I personally hand shoveled that whole parking lot the last 2 years because the current owner did not. I did it by hand. It took me almost 4 hours.
Yeah.
And I did it. I started off at my lot and I thought to myself, hey, my friend here, might as well do his.
Mighty neighborly. Mighty neighborly.
So if I have to do it, why am I paying for somebody else to do it?
Highway.
If anybody, the one time that I got plowed, they destroyed the fence. There's a fence there with all the electronics going through for us to plug in our block heaters. It got ruined by the one guy who plowed it. There was never any repair done to it. And I felt to myself, I'm paying for this parking lot. I'm paying for that spot. I'm not obligated to do anything, but I did, because us as a community, we do that. That's
yeah.
how we operate. That's why we're here today, because we all care.
Yep.
We care about each other, and we care about the property, and care about each other's lots, but our owner doesn't do that. So we want
okay.
conditions
hear you.
That it's
yeah.
going to be a parking lot to be prepared
okay.
for.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank
yeah.
you very much.
No worries.
Bruce Minton?
I can't find it.
My name is Bruce Minton, and I live at 817 St. Paul, and I'm out of Florida. I am also in favor of the rezoning with conditions subject to that it remains as a parking lot for us. There's 30 of us that have vehicles parked in there, and it's not going to continue as a parking lot. Where are all these vehicles going to park? And again, as everyone else said, we're all a family that lives there. We all look after this lot ourselves. Our fees have been going up. However, the services have been going down. I live right at the very end of the lot, and to shovel my way out every winter
I'm in favor of the rezoning, but it's quite a request.
Okay, thank you very much. Lauren Rupert and Andreas Fugier. But I'm not sure how to say that one.
Okay, I guess my biggest concern is the proposed purchasers who do not own the property currently. The communication we've received from them has been, quite frankly, it's been bullying. They're trying to force us into conceding to this proposal. I would like to see it remain residential. I would like for the three condominium buildings to purchase this land and take ownership of it. It is a community. This is not a business. This is the West End. We're trying to improve it. We don't want to pack somebody's pocket. We want to build a community, and I don't feel that a commercial zoning helps that agenda whatsoever, especially with these individuals who have been bullying us, and through their realtor, and now with the threat of putting up a residential, I mean, that's, to everybody here, that's absolutely ridiculous. The space is narrow. No one would want to live there. It's a threat, and I think it's baloney.
So you're opposed?
I'm opposed, yes. I am.
You're opposed to the rezoning?
Yeah.
I am, yes.
Okay, because you wrote down in support. So
yeah, we were having some confusion about,
that's fine.
No, that's not a problem. I'm just trying to sort out where you are.
Yes, yeah. And I think perhaps, I don't know if what I've said, other people who have spoken want to respond to, because we were trying to communicate between all of us before this meeting, and it wasn't really effective.
Well, there's still a number of people yet to speak, and we can't, our process is sort of going forward, but you know, if you want to be registered in support, now is the time for speaking for that. But we've heard everyone anyway. It's not going to be a problem. We'll change it on your sheet that you're in opposition to the rezoning.
You're pleased the situation as is?
No, there are definitely problems with the situation because the person who owns it is trying to pad their pocket and not take care of us. And we want to take ownership of that property and maintain it. And if we own that property and it's residential, it's tied to us, it will forever be a parking lot. There will be no threat of any of this other stuff and duplexes and buildings and residential happening.
Okay.
Because we can't. Alexis Johnson, you registered in support with conditions. Do you wish to speak or just be recorded?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Kevin, am I
on the same?
Same? Okay. You just want to be recorded? Lorraine Gendes?
Where do they, I don't know if they live there.
Hello, good evening, everyone. I guess, can I ask a point of clarification? Would that be acceptable?
Mm-hmm.
You'll let me know.
Sure.
If the three condominium buildings that currently park in this area, if they were to purchase the parking lot, could it remain as a residential? Could it remain residential if it was tied to?
Yes, if you did a plan of subdivision and you put it all on one property, then it could stay residential because it would be considered accessory parking to the residential use. It's been separated, and that's the reason why it has to be rezoned commercial, because it's on a separate title now from the residential properties.
Okay.
So you put it back, then it would be. Residential.
Okay, so I think that would be my wish, is for the property to be tied again to the buildings.
Okay. Sure. Just maybe a comment from the planner on this.
Opposing.
Just a minute, Harvey. Do you want to clarify?
Sure. My understanding is that at one time, this was all one property, the previous owner split off the parking lot from the condominiums. As soon as he did that, the parking lot became essentially an illegal use because it was zoned residential. So this application is to essentially legitimize it so that it can continue to parking lot. But the owner of the parking lot doesn't own the condominium, so he's using it as a revenue property, so he's charging rent to all these people so that they continue to park there. So if he was to sell it to the people who own the condominium, and they wanted to consolidate it back as one property, then it could be residential.
But the issue here before us today is we don't decide who owns things.
No.
We are being asked to rezone it, so, and if we say no to it, what can you explain what would happen if we didn't?
Then you couldn't use it as a parking lot. So the zoning can be changed. The zoning can be changed. The zoning can be changed for the time being so that it can continue to be used as a parking lot. And you could meet with the owner of the property and make an offer to purchase it. And then once you own it, you can continue to use it as a parking lot.
The problem is if we were to say no to this, you could end up losing your parking. It's not an ideal situation, perhaps,
if that's what you're saying.
But I think we're just trying to understand the situation. Okay?
Yes, so thank you for clarifying that.
Okay.
And just if I may ask another question. If the rezoning does not go through this evening, when will this, us not being able to park on the property be affected?
The city usually gives an order, and they usually give people 90 to 180 days to vacate the property.
Okay. All right. So there would be a window of time for the condominium buildings to negotiate with the current landlord.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
So what is your position?
My position.
You don't want us to.
For information.
Yes, mine for information.
Here for information.
There you go.
Okay, you're down here as in support with conditions.
So, my conditions, I just needed more information.
So, you want to be in. We can just change it. I just want to clarify what you want to be down. For information is fine.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Keeps yourself in play.
I'm not clear exactly. And you got information. But what would you like us to do tonight? Just to accept you as for information, not to be opposed to it? Not supported?
Well, I guess in a sense, I mean, I want it to be a parking lot, but I'm opposed to the rezoning because I want it to, the parking lot to be tied to the building.
Okay, so you don't want this to go through tonight?
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
I think one of the points the planner made was that whether or not it's tied to the building doesn't have much to do with the rezoning directly. Because
even if it's zoned commercial, it can still be tied to the building. If you end up purchasing the parking lot in the future, you can then tie it to the building, and the zoning is really not important. It's important now because it's not owned by you, but in the future, if it is owned by you, then the zoning is not important anymore. Does that make sense?
It does,
okay.
Except the outcome of this meeting depends on the current buyer of the property. Because the speaker for the buyer did say there were conditions. And one of them was announced that it's conditions whether this go through or not. There's the reason.
Yeah. Well, we're dealing with land use here, and this particular property as a parking lot, the ownership issues are not really germane to what this committee has to decide tonight. They just have to decide whether a parking lot is an appropriate use on that piece of land.
Yeah.
And it has been used as a parking lot for decades.
Yes.
So this is really just to allow it to continue to function as a parking lot as it has for many, many years.
Okay. Does that help clarify for you?
Yes.
Okay. Tara Mainland, do you want to say anything? Or just Sure. You're listed as for information, actually. So
yes. That's
perfect.
I feel like this as an elm.
Yeah, I feel like it's
really overwhelming, to be honest. Like, I just really want it to be a parking lot. I don't know, like, when we all are here because Kevin gave me a look, but we all want it to be a parking lot. And I don't understand how can it honestly be a building. Like, they are saying they want to put a building beside a building. Is that correct?
Well, there will be a chance for the first speakers to come back and sort of respond to what everyone else is saying. So really, like, what we need to hear from you is what you want us to do with it, and if we can clarify anything, the planner can try to help clarify as well.
So
anything.
What did you say earlier about if you say no, then that means, what did you say earlier about if you say no, then?
Well, it's we're deciding today whether to make it legal to use it as parking, no matter who owns it right now.
So if it's, like, I'm just confused, like, the rezoning is going to be right now, what is the parking lot right now?
It's zoned residential, and because it was separated from the building, it's considered
illegal.
It has to be rezoned to be allowed to be parking. If it was part of the building, it'd be allowed because it would just be there would be parking.
Right now,
the
you're not allowed to park there.
So because
right
it was
now I'm not allowed to park there.
No.
Right now, that's why they
here.
Came forward here because it's clear that the use right now isn't allowed. So if your main focus is that you want it to be parking. Then
I need somewhere to park.
You need somewhere to park.
The issue,
and I think what's happening is
it's wintertime. You can't notice.
Okay.
You said 90.
Okay. I'm sorry. It is a public hearing process, and while we're trying to be casual about it to some extent, we do have to have one person at a time talking to the people on the panel. I'm just trying to help provide a little extra clarification. But the issue is that we're deciding today is whether or not to make it legal parking. The issue of ownership that's been brought up quite a bit is something that has to be worked out outside that process. But if it is not allowed to be parking today after this hearing, if that was the decision, then what the planner said was that in 60 to 90 days they'd come along and say, they'd issue an order and it wouldn't be allowed to be used for parking until they had the appropriate zoning. So the ownership issue is kind of separate from what we're doing here today.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So right now you said it's zoned as?
Residential.
And if I say that I want it to be residential as opposed to commercial, which is what's at the table today, right?
No.
Whether it's residential, no, that's not the issue.
Oh, yeah, we can keep it residential.
That is the issue today,
yeah, we
I
can
want
keep it.
To be residential
yeah.
or I want it to be commercial,
correct.
Right? So if I want it to be residential,
no.
Am I correct in saying that I want it to keep as a parking lot?
No parking.
No.
Oh,
it's
so
the commercial that allows the
is
parking.
I want it to be commercial, so I can keep
right.
parking there.
And
am I the only one that was confused? Because that makes it a lot clearer. Thank you. Am I still confused?
Yeah.
I'm
what we're saying, you guys are saying you want parking, but you're bringing in some other issues about ownership and management and other things about the way it's being managed right now, which is an important, but it's a different issue from what we're dealing with here. If you want it to be used for parking still, we have, it seems to me that this committee would have to say, yes, it's now going to go from residential to C2 and allow, there's conditions in there which ensure it's allowed for parking. So, it's getting complicated because there's other issues that are coming into it, which is understandable. But
so then the next step has to be if I want to remain parking to be commercial.
We'll talk about the other options. We'll talk about there.
That's the situation right now. We'll talk to the planner about it and see if there's other solutions.
I'll ask administration that question later.
Yeah.
There is maybe another option, but I don't think it's a smart one.
I'm not sure what that is, but
I may be wrong. So.
So we'll have a discussion about it once we hear everyone. But what your point is that you want to have parking, and you also have some other concerns about other things.
I just want a clarification, I guess. I want to make an educated choice.
Did I answer you?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Commercial, right?
Yeah, commercial is the
commercial.
Zoning that allows parking. Residential
right.
in this situation
commercial.
Does not.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Nicholas Gettert. Is also registered in support with conditions. Are you here?
Yes.
Did you want to add anything?
Sure.
Then you need to come up. Thank you.
Can you get Nicholas's last name again, please?
Pardon me?
His last name again?
Gettert, I believe. Am
yes.
I getting that right?
G-E-D-E-R-T.
Thank you.
Okay. I think one of the concerns that we have as a condo community is that this decision will affect, I mean, we all want parking, yes, but the decision will affect whether it's commercial or whether it's residential, how we interact with that property. And I think some of the concerns with the ownership, and I know that's not exactly what we're here to talk about, is that this has been a lack of transparency, and this has all come on very quick. And it's kind of left us wondering where we sit. So to make an informed decision on whether we wish this to be residential or commercial, in the long run, like immediately we want a commercial because then we can work. in the long run, is that the best thing for us as a community? We as a condo community haven't seen any plan as to what the space is going to be developed into, what benefits we're going to get from that if we have preferential parking there. Like I said, I think it wants to be open up to other people to park in there. So there's just been a lack of information that's come our way, which I think has contributed to our sort of confusion as to whether we are in fact in the supporter or not. So I don't know if there's a way to, like, if this decision has to be made tonight and it's final tonight. We as a condo corporation are a little bit behind on sort of the process and what needs to be done and how it's going to affect us in the long run. So if there's a way to maybe get more information, open up the discussion a little bit, maybe with the owners so that we know and we can be a little bit more comfortable with what they intend to do with the property. And maybe, I mean, if it stays residential, maybe in that time there's something that we as a community could do like you said, that we could repaddle the property so that it would extend from the condos that parking lot would be an accessory property or accessory parking. So, I mean, these are all new options. Like this is, I mean, as far as I know, no one in the condo was directly contacted as to how this is going to be affecting. So, I think it's just a lack of clarity.
Okay.
Is what's our issue right now.
John, do you have a question?
And just to follow up, and I think you answered my question. But the condo corporation hasn't made an offer to the landowner for the land.
Yes, they have.
Okay.
Well, they have.
So there was an offer made to the landowner, and obviously rejected. Is that correct?
Yeah, obviously.
Or is it there's no continuing negotiation at this moment? At this
as
moment.
As far as I know.
As far as I know.
I've been a part of that.
I didn't know if you were. I just thought of it right now. Okay, I'm just trying to think of some ways. Okay.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now, well, that's everybody who's listed in support so far. I have two more people who are listed in opposition. Is there anybody else who would wish to be listed in support whose name has not been called? Okay, I have Alex Sobler.
No, I'll listen to the
question. Did you
permission?
Fill out one of these forms?
Yeah, I just called his name.
Oh,
okay.
No problem.
Could you please fill one out?
Oh, you're in support. Oh, sorry.
No, for information.
Yeah. For information?
Yeah,
okay.
So you're last.
Okay, well, so you can fill out a form and then we'll call you after. Alex Sobler, you here?
Yes. Hi.
Yes.
Okay. I live at 817 St. Paul, and I think there's a lot of confusion, and I think my position might clarify some of that. I obviously need that to be a parking lot. My car is parked there. I'm in opposition to this because I think that if this does not pass, these guys are going to back out, and we will have another opportunity to try and buy it. The idea that they're going to turn it into a residential property is hilarious because you would have absolutely no window space, you have no light, it's impossible. So that is a bully tactic, and I think that's ridiculous. They're saying that to scare people because they think they're going to lose their parking, and I cannot imagine that happening. So they would lose big time money. I'm in opposition, and I think that the idea that the city will that it makes it illegal to park there, I understand what that means, but that it will give us an opportunity to either find another buyer, they'll find another buyer, and they'll start this whole thing over again, or we will have an opportunity to make a bid. So I am in opposition.
Okay. Thank you very much. Jason Neufeld?
Yeah, Neufeld. I would like to also say, I wish we had actually... It might even be nice for us to be able to have an opportunity to clarify with each other so we can all say, because I think we all agree as to what we want to do here. I have put down as an opposition because I agree with my wife here, Alex, who's very astute and smart.
Double points. Good job.
They're going to pull out if we are in opposition.
We'll talk to Mike about that. I'm not sure we can.
We've always wanted to purchase this. We've always made it known that we wanted to purchase this because it's our condo, it's our parking lot. This current owner has been screwing us for a very long time, and we want that parking lot. And so if we have to fight them, we'll fight them. But we want that parking lot.
So you're in opposition.
I'm in opposition.
Okay, right. Very good. Was there one other person who was filling out a form there? Did you want to come up?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. And if you could just hand the form.
Thank
you very much. Bruce Gunther.
Okay, I just have three questions of clarification. I'm just asking for information. One is the condition of the sale conditional on parking or parking for residents? Second question is, when was this split into two properties and by what? I assume that there was some hearing of some kind. And how was, I believe at that point it must have been envisioned that it would be used for parking. So how in the world did that get through?
Yeah, we'll get the planner to answer. You had a third question?
The third question is, what, in your mind as a committee, what is the way in which the buyer, the person trying to rezone, how should they have consulted with stakeholders such as the owners prior to coming here so we don't have this issue? What would be your position as a committee on what should have been a common process around that?
Okay, well, let's start with the first two questions. That Michael, do you have something you can say to that?
There was a question about when it was split and how it can be split without a public hearing. I don't know precisely when it was split, but you can split a property by going to land titles with the plan of subdivision and splitting it. We don't have any minimum lot requirements under this zoning. So you can basically go in and you can subdivide the lot and you get two separate titles. And it's not even a municipal process. It's a provincial process.
Okay, so that explains how.
But following on that, when the condos went in, they have the requirement for parking when they built their condos there. Mm-hmm. And they must have said at that time, well, we have parking, it's in that lot there.
Well,
is that not like?
I don't know. How old are these buildings? 50, 60 years old?
They're built in
1911.
So there probably wasn't a parking requirement.
So again, so be, yeah, so like the Wolseley ones where they're zero parking. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
We're not done. That was just mine. Yeah.
No. He had a question about whether it was conditional that they're parking for residents or residents.
I think when he said conditional, that's the offer to purchase. Conditional on the offer to purchase.
Oh,
so the city doesn't have anything to do with that.
Okay. So that is. Is there anybody else?
The other question was, I'd be interested because I was going to ask it myself. Is one of the questions was, what is the duty of, is there any duty in our bylaws that require the landlord to notify affected parties? I know we do it for rezoning in communities. When we rezone a property, we have set criteria that we kind of strongly recommend that a developer follows. Is the same thing that applies with rezoning of this property?
In terms of notifying residents?
Yeah, well, they have the posters, but then, there's some letters that should go out and other councillors or other areas where no rezoning is, there's a little more.
Yeah, well, we don't have a formal process. We have an informal process. So the formal process is there's an advertisement that goes in the newspaper.
Yeah.
And then there's also the signs that go up on the property. So we follow that process. Then the informal process is we tell people to talk to neighbors for a small application like this. For a major application, we require an open house.
Right.
Public meeting. So I presume that because the folks here are here that they were aware of the rezoning application. I'm not sure how they found out about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we have an opportunity to solidify here? Because I think
we'll have to discuss that. We can't just sort of stop in the middle of a hearing. We have a process. We have to continue.
Right.
We aren't finished that part yet.
Yeah.
So if we could just finish up with this, we'll get to that.
I want to ask.
Okay.
Administration questions. We're on that point.
We can ask if it seems like we are, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You want. We still have to hear the other person come
back. Well, I was just finishing off the questions I heard before.
Do you
want
to hear everybody first, or do you want to ask questions? Okay. So there's nobody else from the first group who's filled out a form ready to speak?
I filled out a form, and my name is...
What's your name?
Laura.
Oh, okay. I didn't want to miss that. And you'd like to speak in...
Either way.
Either way? Do you want to come forward then?
Sorry, Lauren?
Laurel.
Laurel?
Yes, Lauren.
Oh, Laurel.
Oh, here it is.
Yeah.
Ooh. Sorry, I don't know how we missed that.
Okay.
You were registered in opposition.
Yeah, so we had put in an offer to the current owner a couple weeks ago to purchase the lot. Our understanding is that
you know, this purchase or the potential purchasers at this point, that, you know, this is obviously a condition of the sale. We as owners have a very strong sense of community, and we really like to purchase the lot. So we would like the lot to, we would like it to be, you know, stay obviously residential at this point until we have a chance to purchase it from the current owner. I think we feel that it gives us a better opportunity to purchase the lot, and that would benefit us and the whole community, not just our three buildings, but the whole community. You know, having us there in the area has really made an impact over the last 4 years, mm-hmm. and we'd like to continue that in the area. So I am definitely in opposition.
Okay.
I'd like a chance to purchase it for ourselves.
Thank you very much. Okay. Now, if the applicant's representatives come forward, please.
Thank you.
Certainly, there is a very spirited comments by the condominium owners, which is important, and I'm hopeful that I can address some of those comments in no particular order. But I certainly recorded that one of the issues, prevalent issues, is that the current condominium owners need and want parking that is accessible to their condominiums, that is cared for, and that this young man doesn't have to shovel twice a week. And I want to be clear on a number of points. Firstly, my clients have purchased this land. And when I spoke earlier that in answer to your question, sir, that it was a conditional sale, it's conditional in the sense that as between the vendor and the purchaser. From a timing perspective, that allows the purchaser to resile from the position to buy the land, but as it stands today, it's entirely within the purview and province of my clients. They bought the land. There is no, in my submission, ability for anybody else to purchase the land from the current owner. That's not to say that my clients in the future may sell the land, but they own it today. The second point I want to clarify is that my client's desire is to have parking accessible for the condominium owners. They want it to be a parking lot. They bought the land for it to be a parking lot. The design features that they have put forward are in an effort to continue the use of the land and to continue the aesthetic features of the community by virtue of the trees, the shrubs, and the wrought iron fence. So, to be clear, that is my client's desire. And it strikes me that the goals or the prevalent goals of the community members here today that I have heard are in line with the goals of my clients. There's no question that my clients have purchased the land. There's no question that as of today, if it is not rezoned, there will be an absolute inability for that parking to be used upon the City of Winnipeg's notice to the current users. If it isn't rezoned, the parking for the condominium unit holders will be extinguished. It will be extinguished by virtue of the City of Winnipeg indicating that it's no longer correctly zoned and in fact it would be illegally used parking, or it would be extinguished by virtue of the fact that my clients, the purchaser of the property, would use the land in conjunction with its current zoning. Its current zoning is residential. let there be no mistake. My clients have spent considerable time and effort and resources to design an alternate, a backup plan, if you will, a secondary plan for the use of the land, and it's a residential housing unit.
Okay.
That would be within their province to do. That's not their goal. They don't want to be in the business of owning residential properties. They want to be in the business of owning a parking lot. So, absent rezoning by this committee, in my submission, the ability of the condominium corporation unit holders to park there becomes extinguished upon notice. Even if it sits empty, it becomes extinguished. There was a question, and I apologize, I didn't get the individual's last name, but there was a question about whether this was an application for, I think the question was phrased as an application for rezoning for parking in general or parking for the condominium unit holders. And clearly, from my client's perspective, they want to own a parking lot that has a number of users who are wanting to park there. They're putting the chips with the salsa, if you will. They're not going to be going into the open marketplace to lease the parking spaces to somebody else. I looked through my file to see when the titles were split, and actually I don't have that information, but I understand that it predates 2007. And I echo the comments of the committee that when the buildings were condominiumized, in my experience, there would have been an ability at that time in the proposal for the parking lot to be condominiumized as well. I don't have the specifics of when notice was given, but my understanding is that there was an ability at that time and it wasn't enacted. There was a gentleman who asked the question, how should the proposed owners or my clients have connected with the stakeholders? And I know that's slightly outside the scope of this hearing, Madam Chairperson, but in my submission, this is the time where that communication can happen and that dialogue can take place. And I'm certainly, after this meeting, I'm certainly able and willing to speak with anybody who has questions or who would like to have more information than I'm happy to provide. But certainly, Madam Chairperson, you are correct in indicating that the question before this committee is, will the application and associated variances be allowed or will they be rejected? And just to be clear, it's to be rezoned to C2 commercial zoning with the conditional use of a parking lot. A requirement is sought for a variance to allow a lane smaller than the City of Winnipeg's requirements, and for the title to be, for the titles, pardon me, to be re-merged into one. Absent any questions, or I'm welcome to take your questions. Those are my comments in reply, and I hope that I've been responsive to the questions that were raised by the community.
Thank you. Councillor Smith, your question?
Well, you're saying that your client doesn't want to go ahead and do a residential development there. They want a parking lot, right?
Yes.
So if this is turned down, would not your client be interested in selling the property to the condo owners?
No. To be 100% candid, they've gone too far down the road. They have the businessmen. They think it makes the best sense and the best use for this property to use the parking lot. We believe that's the best interest of themselves, best interest of the community members. But in the event that this committee finds that it's not appropriate to do so, they have a backup plan. And their backup plan is to develop the land as a residential space and likely sell it. So I don't know that I'm answering your question directly, but I'm advised by my client that there is no interest in the present moment, if the rezoning application is dismissed, to purchase the land with a view to selling it to the condominium corporation. There haven't, as far as I am aware, there haven't been discussions between my clients and anybody else other than the current owner.
I would imagine that your client would be interested in selling the property to the condominium owners. Do you not think so?
It may well be.
So if you turn this down, it would encourage your client to sell the land to the condominium owners, would it not?
I hear your point, and I enjoy your point. I don't have instructions with respect to that.
Yeah.
I don't know what the capacity would be with respect to the condominium owners to purchase the land, and I don't have information as to why the bid that was made by the condominium corporation was rejected by the current owner. So I think I hear where you're coming from, and I'm trying to be responsive to your comments. I'm advised by my clients that their current plan and their plan that I'm advocating for is to have it remain a parking lot, and in the event that it won't be a parking lot, they're going to build these structures. What they do with them at that point is beyond the scope of my instructions.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Committee members, I'm just wondering, it seems to me, just between the discussion among our decision today, it seems to me that the community might want to have a chance to talk amongst themselves and stuff, and we might want to review this next month or something. You want to, like lay it over, give people a chance to work it out a bit more? Because I don't think we've got, I think a lot of the people in representation are sorting out their own position today. What's the hurry with this?
Well, that's my question.
Why don't we just delay it till next meeting?
That's my question to Michael.
Yeah.
Is there...
I don't see why we wouldn't give people time.
I don't like non-conforming. People abuse non-conforming and they go, oh good, we got away with it and we're going to keep it non-conforming forever. So how long, and I know our bylaws is getting a little, thankfully it's getting more tight on that stuff. So could we do that until the next meeting? And then we're not going to be sending out the notice that you must get off the property right away. We can hold off on that? I just want to make sure, because I was just,
The city won't send out a notice to evict people from the property.
Until, if they know this is on hold.
Until after the decision is made.
Okay, that's why I want to make sure, because that would just be...
Yeah. So Councillor Smith, are you comfortable with that?
We lay it over.
What that means is we haven't closed public representation. So what that means is that the public hearing is still open. So we as members of this panel need to stay out of the discussion until the next meeting date, which you will all be notified of by the clerk.
Okay.
And that will give you a chance to talk amongst yourselves, talk to the planner, sort out any questions you have, and if any discussions can happen between the parties. And then we'll come back and we can open up it all up again to you, and you can hopefully everyone will be a little clearer about exactly what they would like us to go. So Councillor Smith moves adjournment to our
January 3rd meeting. And everyone here will get a letter from me advising you of the time. And I trust that you're also moving adjournment out clearly on the conditional use and the variance as well.
Yeah.
Okay. All those in favor?